Lesson 27. Sound. Let's begin by looking at the difference between sound and noise. Sometimes these words are interchangeable, but not always. A sound can be pleasant, neutral, or unpleasant, but noise is always either neutral or unpleasant. I woke up to the lovely sound of my wife playing the piano. That's pleasant. I could hear the soft sound of their voices in the other room. That's neutral. The fighting cats made horrible screeching sounds. That's unpleasant. I can't hear you. There's a lot of background noise. Could you call me back? That's neutral and a little bit unpleasant. My car is making an annoying buzzing noise whenever I turn on the AC. That's unpleasant. If a noise or sound is very strong, we can describe it as a loud sound or noise. And if it is really intense, then we can describe it as a deafening sound or noise. On the other hand, if we can barely hear it, then it is a faint or soft sound or noise. There's also a muffled sound, when it seems that something is blocking the sound. Noise that doesn't stop is called constant or incessant noise. You'll hear this type of noise if your house is close to the highway, for example. You'll hear the roar of traffic day and night. If you work in a factory, then you might hear the hum of machinery all day long. And if you live next door to college students, you'll probably hear music blaring as they party every night. Nature is full of noises too, such as birds chirping and dogs barking. If you sit near the ocean, you can listen to the waves crashing. When you're in a remote, deserted area, you might hear the wind whistling through the trees. And if there's a storm, you'll hear the rumble of thunder or be scared by a sudden thunderclap. Now let's talk about the absence of sound. There's a difference between the words quiet and silent. Quiet means that there is very little noise, whereas silent means there is no noise at all. You can emphasize the totality of the silence by saying that it was absolutely, completely, or perfectly silent. When it begins to be silent, you can say that silence descended or silence fell. And then when a noise interrupts the silence, it breaks or shatters the silence. It's also common to use collocations to give an emotional tone to the quiet or silence. For example, the kids were oddly quiet, strangely quiet, or uncharacteristically quiet. That means the fact that it is quiet is unusual, not normal. His joke about sex was followed by an awkward or uncomfortable silence. That means the silence is due to embarrassment. After yelling at her brother, she lapsed into a stony or sullen silence. That means the silence is due to anger. There was a shocked or stunned silence after the president announced his resignation. That means the silence is due to extreme surprise. The city becomes ominously or eerily quiet after midnight. This means the quiet is frightening and possibly dangerous. Pronunciation practice. Listen to and repeat the collocations. Lovely sound. Soft sound. Horrible screeching sounds. Background noise. Annoying buzzing noise. A loud sound or noise. A deafening sound or noise. A faint or soft sound or noise. A muffled sound. Constant or incessant noise. The roar of traffic. The hum of machinery. Music blaring. Birds chirping. Dogs barking. Waves crashing. Wind whistling. The rumble of thunder. Absolutely, completely, or perfectly silent. Silence descended or fell. Breaks or shatters the silence. Oddly, strangely, or uncharacteristically quiet. An awkward or uncomfortable silence. A stony or sullen silence. A shocked or stunned silence. Ominously or eerily quiet. Now take the quiz to test your memory of the collocations about sound.